Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today is a most amazing story, which we can use every single day. Once there was a bacher, a student in the yeshiva, a very good bacher, who really loved the Rebbe and really wanted to do something special for him. And he heard that there was such a thing as people giving time from their life to the Rebbe. Don't try this at home, as we'll soon see. That there were bachurim that were at that time discussing this idea that they wanted to give a year of their life to the Rebbe. So this bachur thought about it, and he thought about it a lot. He was a very serious bachur, very sincere, and he decided he wanted to do it. He wanted to give a year of his life to the Rebbe. So he wrote a letter. And he explained to the Rebbe what his idea was. He said that he thought about it a lot, decided he wanted to give a year of his life to the Rebbe. Now, we know, by the way, that this idea of giving years of our life is an idea in Torah. As a matter of fact, the very first person in history, Adam Rishon, our Chacham tell us, he gave 70 years of his life to David HaMelech. Adam HaRishon was supposed to live 1,000 years, and he only lived 930, as you can see in the Pasuk. What happened to the other 70 years? Chacham tell us he saw in the future that David HaMelech would not have a life, that he was supposed to be born, but that he didn't have any possibility of actually living. And so Adam HaRishon, the first person, gave 70 of his years to David HaMelech, so that David HaMelech should have a 70-year life, which he did. And Adam HaRishon, therefore, had only 930. So this is an idea which is in the Torah, this idea of a person giving some of their years to somebody else. But as I said before, don't try this at home. So this is the letter which the Bacher wrote to the Rebbe. He wants to give a year of his life to the Rebbe. He waited a few weeks, and the Rebbe answered him. And the Rebbe said in his answer something like this. He said, "Do not get involved in things which you should not be involved in." Meaning, don't get involved in such things as giving away years of your life. This is an idea which is above your pay grade, as we say. It's not for you to dabble in these things. It's not for an ordinary person to talk about these things and involve himself in these ideas of giving years of their life. That's first of all. Second, the Rebbe said something which is so, so important for all of us. He said, if you want to give me a gift, make a day which is used entirely to the maximum. That is a significant gift for the Rebbe. If a person makes sure that what they do in the course of the day, that the day is full of the kind of activities, thought, speech, and action, which the day should be full of, the day of a Jew, of a chassid, should be full of such activities. So, in other words, we have to think, how much of our day, say yesterday, for example, or today, so far, today, how much of our day was not used very well? Starting, let's say, we wake up in the morning and before we actually say Modeh Ani, a couple minutes goes by, or a few more minutes after saying Modeh Ani, but actually getting out of bed, washing our hands and getting out of bed, and so forth and so on throughout the day. How much of our day we could have done better? So the Rebbe is asking us, or is telling this bacher, but obviously it's a lesson for all of us, try to make a day which is entirely making full use of the time, or at least to the extent of our ability, to try to make our day a day which is full of what it should be full of. Now, in order to do this, it takes some planning. If a person does not plan out their day, then most probably they're not going to be able to fully use it. So therefore, it's very important to have an idea at the beginning of the day or the night before what the day is going to contain. Be able to make sure that the day is going to be dedicated to things that are important and are primary, most important to us. So this takes some planning. And as the Rebbe also puts it, at the end of a day, a person has to think, what kind of day was it? How was my day? We have to take stock, at least a little bit. What did our day consist of? What did we do right? What did we not do right? Or what did we not get around to? And so forth. So the Rebbe says it's vital, it's very, very important at the end of a day for a person to take stock, at least somewhat, to understand how what their day was. Was it good? Was it bad? Where could it be improved? And to try to constantly, of course, this is a lifelong process, to constantly improve the quality of our day. And that's the biggest gift. And if we think about it, of course, the biggest gift to Hashem as well. Hashem gives us this time, and therefore, it's so important for us to make good use of it. This is the month of Adar, a very, very special month. The entire month of Adar is a month of great mazel to the Jewish people, because this is the month of Moshe Rabbeinu's birthday. Some say he was born in the first Adar, some say the second Adar. But in any case, he was born in the month of Adar. And our Chacham tell us that on a person's birthday, mazlo goyver, his mazel, his spiritual power is very strong. And that's how the story of Purim was changed from chas v'shalom near tragedy to tremendous victory over our enemies. As Haman thought that the month of Adar, oh, that's when Moshe died. So therefore, it's a good month for me, for the enemies of the Jews. But the Gemara says he didn't realize that it's also the month that Moshe was born. And the mazel gever, on the birthday, the person's mazel, spiritual power is strong on the birthday. So in this case, it's Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is like the entire Yidden. Entire Yidden is like Moshe Rabbeinu, as Rashi says on Chumash. So therefore, it is a month, it was a month, and it will continue to be a month full of the greatest spiritual power for Moshe Rabbeinu and the Jewish people and the extension of Moshe in every generation. Therefore, it's a very, very special time for us to succeed at everything we're doing, to have total victory over our enemies, the Hamans of our time, to learn extra Torah, to do extra mitzvahs, to daven extra, in order that we should bring Mashiach so much more quickly, and to strengthen all of the soldiers of the Jewish people who are fighting the Hamans of our time, and also to dedicate this class to my dear brother-in-law, may he rest in peace, Moshe Tzvi ben Yosef. May his neshama have a big aliyah, a big elevation, and may be a good tabeta, a good advocate for us to convince Hashem to send the Geula. Thank you very much for joining Jewish Stories and More.